This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. State lawmakers have been debating a change to Ohio's energy policy that could save two nuclear plants. Both are owned by First Energy Solutions, once a subsidiary of First Energy. But First Energy has shed the entity and become a fully regulated utility, which sparked a listener's curiosity. She sent in a question to our O'Reilly team. When you turn on the lights, power up the coffee maker, or turn on the radio.
This is WKSU.
You may not
News
give much thought to the power grid that supplies your electricity. Listener Marcia Adair does. She's a retired physicist who's lived in Akron for three decades.
Started at Goodrich designing aircraft tires.
She's watched as First Energy has grown.
They were running everything, and now we've got two entities, and it's not making sense to me.
Before we get to her question, let's understand some basics about the power grid. It operates on three distinct levels. The first is generation, starting at the power plants where electricity is created. The second is transmission, the high voltage lines that carry power from plants to delivery areas. That system is regulated by the federal government. The third is distribution, overseen by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. Here's PUCO spokesperson Matt Schilling.
And the distribution system is operated by a regulated utility, and they own and operate the poles and the wires and the substations, the meters on your home or business that really take that power the last mile.
The major distributor of power in northern Ohio is First Energy. When you get your bill from Ohio Edison or the Illuminating Company, it's from First Energy. Companies like First Energy used to own the power plants too, but back in 1999, Ohio lawmakers decided to create a more competitive market for power generation. So Matt Schilling says they passed a law requiring distribution utilities like First Energy to sell their power generation plants or spin them off into affiliate companies.
The motivation there at the time was that, you know, when power plants can compete, it can bring prices down.
Prices did come down in part due to fracking that produced plentiful natural gas. Here's Sandy Buchanan, director of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, a nonprofit global energy research organization based in Cleveland.
The energy markets have changed dramatically. So that it is true that natural gas plants have become more economic to run. It's also true that wind and solar have become much more economic to run, and that coal and nuclear are having a tough time competing.
First Energy's power generating subsidiary, First Energy Solutions, struggled under the costs of expensive to run coal and nuclear plants and sought bankruptcy protection last year. The parent, First Energy, sought a return to the safer confines of being a regulated distributor.
And the shareholders that invest in a company like ours are shareholders that are looking for stable, long-term earnings and growth.
That's First Energy CEO Chuck Jones, who spoke with reporters after the company's annual shareholders meeting in May.
So this separation that we're going through is creating a company that's very predictable, very stable.
Now to Marcia's question. She wonders what the difference is between First Energy and First Energy Solutions.
The latter is called an unregulated generation arm, while the parent is a fully regulated company. What do those two terms mean?
The PUCO's Matt Schilling explains why distributors like First Energy are regulated.
We really don't want four different companies all running power lines and operating substations in the same area. And so they are granted more or less a monopoly there, but in exchange for that, they are regulated by the government.
Schilling says First Energy tells the PUCO what it costs to do business, and the PUCO sets the rates you pay for safe, reliable, and adequate power service.
We want to ensure that customers have access to that, but they're not paying, you know, exorbitant prices for it.
First Energy Solutions now operates in the unregulated and unpredictable marketplace. It competes against all the other companies you see when you comparison shop for your electricity generation provider on Energy Choice Ohio, which Matt Schilling says more than half of Ohioans do.
They can be buying power from the regional marketplace, and Ohio participates in a marketplace that's 13 states wide, in fact. It's called PJM Interconnection, and they manage this wholesale power market.
Whatever power is purchased, First Energy, the distributor, will keep delivering it to you and providing reliable results for shareholders as a regulated utility. And Marcia Adair feels better knowing a bit more about how all this works.
I had no idea that that whole system was this complicated.
I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.